We're having a lot of thunderstorms in camp last night, and it happens to be I was learning the Gemara at exactly that time. And this is something which is subject to a little bit of confusion amongst people in terms of which brachos to make when and what the correct brachos on thunder and lightning are. So I just wanted to review some of the very basic ideas. Now, there is a Mishnah in Maseches Brachos on Daf Nun Dalet. And the Mishnah, basically a long Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, that's the style that they went with in this particular Perek, says, Al Haru'omim, on thunder, Al Haruchos, and on strong winds, Val Habrakim, and on lightning, Omer Baruch Shekocha Grosso Male Olam. He's supposed to say the Bracha of Shekocha Grosso Male Olam. So it sounds over here that the Brachas on thunder and lightning are in fact the same. Then it continues, Al Haharim, Val Hagvos, Val Hayamim, Val Naharos, Val Midbaros, Omer Baruch Oseh, and then either Osa Bereshis, or as the Girsas change in the Masoras Hashas, Osa Maisa Bereshis. So these are your two choices in terms of brachos. It sounds like thunder and lightning get Shekocha Grosso Male Olam, and natural wonders get Osa Maisa Bereshis. However, if you look in the Gemara on Daf Nun Tes, you see a slightly different story. The Gemara commenting on the fact that you're supposed to make Osa Maisa Bereshis on the other natural wonders asks the question, Atu kol hani da amrad ad hashta, when we're talking about thunder and lightning and strong winds and things like that, they're la Maisa Bereshis, you know what, those are not Maisa Bereshis, only natural wonders are Maisa Bereshis when you see like the Grand Canyon or something like that. V'haksiv brachim l'matarasa. Right, so we see that a Kodesh Baruch Hu created lightning for the sake of rain. So Amar Abaye Karuch B'Tana Tani, and then Rava Amar Hasam Avarach Tarti Baruch Shekocho Male Olam VaOsa Maisa Bereshis Hacha Osa Maisa Bereshis Ika Shekocho Male Olam Leika. So Rashi explains that Abaye is saying that really the Mishnah is just combining all of them, and in all of them you could say Osa Maisa Bereshis and Shekocho Grosso Male Olam. Rava disagrees, and he says, no, on the thunder and lightning, you can say two brachos. We say two brachos, whereas on natural wonders, when you go see the Grand Canyon or something like that, you can only say Osa Maisa Bereshis. You can't say Shekocho Grosso Male Olam. So Tosfos over here comments, where it says, on Shitas Rava, it says, Pirish Omer Ohai Ohai. You can choose which bracha you want. Eza Sheyirtza. Chaim Pirish of Alphas. Tosus and Brachas likes to quote the Rif a lot, and here is no exception. He quotes that the halacha is, in conjunction with the Shita of the Rif, that we say either bracha, either you could say Osa Maisa Bereshis, or Shekocha Grosso Male Olam. Masha Enkein, when you see the natural wonders, I keep saying natural wonders. Obviously, thunder and lightning is also natural wonders. I mean geological wonders, like things that you see in the world in terms of that are sitting there and are not changing before your eyes, as opposed to thunder and lightning, which happen, you know, are not part of the earth's structure. That's the difference that we're drawing over here. Not one's natural, one's unnatural. Okay, so Tosva says basically you have a choice to say which bracha you want. No, but Rava doesn't have you saying both brachas. He has you saying one or the other. Now, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, based on this Gemara and these quick comments of the Rishonim, so in Siman Reish Chav Zayin, it says, first talks about a shooting star, then in the middle of Sif Aleph, it says, Va'ala Brachim, Va'ala Ra'amim, Va'ala Ruchos, Shenashru B'Zaf. So if you have lightning, and you have thunder, and you have strong winds, Al Kol Echad Me'elu Omer, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Ose Ma'aseh Bereshis, right? You could say Ose Ma'aseh Bereshis. V'im yirtza lomar baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam shekocho grosso male olam. If you want, you can say shekocho grosso male olam. So again, it seems very much like this is a choice that you have, exactly what Tosfos said. You have a choice to say shekocho grosso male olam or osa maisa bereshis, but not that you should say both. So how does this come out lahalacha in terms of what we do? So first of all, just a side point in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah says that when it says lightning, it's specifically referring to lightning that accompanies a rainstorm, but not sometimes you're in the desert. I remember I saw this in Eretz Yisrael, it was amazing. You can be in the desert in the Negev and you could just see a ton of lightning, just lightning storms that light up the sky, which have no connection to a rainstorm. The way the Mishnah Berurah describes it, it just comes because of the intense heat. And he says that is not the type of lightning that you would make a bracha on. However, in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, he quotes from the Chazon Ish that was cited by his nephew Reb Chaim Kanievsky, who says that the Chazon Ish said you can make a bracha on that as well. But I think the Minhag HaOlam, at least to my knowledge, is to follow the Mishnah Berurah. You don't make a bracha on a lightning storm. You only make a bracha on lightning that accompanies a rainstorm. Now, in terms of what we do, so in Sif Katan Hey, the Mishnah Berurah quotes V'ha'olam Nohagim Levarich Al Brakim Osamai Sabracious. Says the Minhag HaOlam is to make a bracha Osamai Sabracious on lightning. V'al Haraamim Shekocha Graso V'chule. The way we're used to doing it, that's the Minhag. V'chein Mistaber. And this is logical. Shayideh Haram Nirig Rasa Shalkadosh Bracha Yosem Yibarak. So he says that the thunder is what brings the koach of a Kadosh Baruch Hu much more than the lightning. Amnam be'emes shayach kol achas mibrachos al shneim. Really, each bracha could be said on either one. Va'al kainim shama ram v'ra barak ke'echad. If you heard them both at the same time, you heard the thunder and you saw the lightning at one time, then you only say one bracha. Dahainu osamai sabreishis. Then you should just say the bracha of osamai sabreishis. And in the Sharat Zion, he explains, "Hainu lefi minhag ha'olam shemahadrin shelo levarach al brakim shekocho graso." Right? He says this is based on the minhag ha'olam that they don't like to say shekocho graso on lightning. Avo be'embes midina de gemara ein lazem makom klal, meaning we decided at some point that it's not appropriate to say shekocho graso malei olam on lightning. And therefore, we only say Shekocha Grosso Malei Olam on thunder. But he says in the Mishnah Berurah, that's not actually correct. The Gemara disagrees with that. The Rishonim disagree with that. The Shulchan Aruch disagrees with that. They say you could say whichever bracha you want on either one. So it's interesting. You could read this Mishnah Berurah as saying the Minhag HaOlam, and I think it's quoted straight out of the Taz. He says the Minhag HaOlam is to say Shekocha Grosso Malei Olam on thunder and Osamai Sabracious on lightning, as saying that that's what you're supposed to make, this bracha on that one and that bracha on the other one. But that's not really what he means. What he means is you're supposed to, in other words, the Minhag HaOlam is not to make the bracha of Shekocha Grosso Malei Olam on lightning. He's not saying that you dafka have to make the bracha on thunder of Shekocha Grosso Malei Olam. And then either way, that even if you say that that is the Minhag HaOlam, to make which one bracha on one and one bracha on the other, that's not correct. I mean, the Gemara doesn't say that you should do that. Now, it's not incorrect because the Gemara and the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch all paskin, you can say whichever bracha you want on whichever one you want. But in the end of the day, the idea is that you really can say Osamai Sabracious on both, or you could say Shekocha Grosso Malei Olam on both. Now that is, so if you see them both at one time, then you say Osamai Sabracious. But the Mishnah Berurah continues, V'im Beirach Shekocha Grosso Malei Olam Gam Kin Yotzei. If you want to say that bracha, Shekocha Grosso Malei Olam on both, you could. V'im Lo Hayu Tekufim Zeh Achar Zeh. If one was not takeif right after the other, meaning it was there was a little bit of a break, the way it normally is. Mevorech tchila ala barak shu misra tchila lein adam. First we see the lightning, and then quickly you say baruch ata Hashem l'kin machlam osamai sabracious v'achar kach haram shekoch grosso malam. And then you hear the thunder, so you say shekoch grosso malei olam. O sheberech osamai sabracious v'achar kach ba barak mevorech alav gam kin osamai sabracious. Or if you didn't, if you first, I skipped a line there. He says, but if you first heard the thunder before you saw the lightning, and then you heard thunder, and you said Shekocha Grosso Malei Olam, and then you saw a different lightning, you could say Osamai Sabracious on that. Meaning, the reason we say two separate brachos on those cases is not because you dafka have to say two separate brachos, but because if you would say one bracha Osamai Sabracious and followed by Osamai Sabracious, it would seem redundant, and therefore, if we have the opportunity to say Osamai Sabracious on one and Shekocha Grosso Malei Olam on the other, it's better. But if you really saw both of them Behelam Echad and you didn't say a bracha in between, then you would really only say one bracha, and that bracha would most likely be Osamai Sabracious, although if you wanted to say Shekocha Grosso Malei Olam, you could. This seems to be the way the Mishnah Berurah breaks it down. So just in terms of understanding, just to review, the idea is that according to the Maskanas HaGemara, each one can be said on either thunder or lightning. You could say Shekocha Grosso Malei Olam on thunder and lightning, or lightning. You could say Osamai Sabracious on thunder or lightning. If you want to be Mekayim both brachos, the best thing to do is if you see lightning, and you think it's going to be followed by thunder. So you when you see the lightning, you quickly say shekocho. You quickly say osamaisa brachus. Then when you see and you hear the thunder, you say shekocho grosso mole olam. And in that way, you can make two brachas. You can praise Hashem twice under those particular circumstances. Now, one last note. They quote from Rav Shlomo Zalman, and this is a point of confusion for the world as well. That some people say that in order to make a bracha on the lightning, you have to actually see the streak of the lightning. That the Rav Shlomo Zalman says that is not the case. Rather, you just have to see the light of the lightning. It's enough that, I don't know if it means that if you would reflect the light off of a mirror, that would be something that you want to see. It could be you could make a bracha on that as well. I don't know. But you definitely don't have to see the actual bolt of lightning. You could see, you can make a bracha just on the fact that the lightning lights up the sky. That is sufficient to make the bracha because of the greatness of Hashem from the lightning. Now, just in terms of the minhag, being miyashi of the minhag ha'olam, So we said we see the koach more from thunder than we do from lightning. Just it actually fits in decently with the lashon of the Gemara over there, that the whole point of the thunder is to straighten out the akmimus shebelev. Like, we have crooked hearts sometimes, so sometimes we need a little bit of a shock to our system. And the intensity of the thunder sort of reminds us of the koach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and can help us be ma'or ourselves to do tshuva.